Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the shortage of forages that we'll likely see in the coming months. We've had a short forage season this year, and that's going to probably put some pressure on us as we move into the spring months and early summer as we wait for that new crop to come on. So it's important that you work very closely with your nutritionist to try to decide how you're going to stretch the available forages that you have. As you look at your inventories of corn silage and maybe small grain silage that you have available, those probably need to be allocated toward your lactating cows and those animals just prior to freshening. As you think about your heifers, dry cows, and animals that are in transition prior to calving, we might want to consider some other things, especially for those dry cows and heifers. You may have available to you some milo stalks, maybe some corn stalks. So if you have some of those materials out in the field that could still be harvested, now would be a good time to get out and get those. You may also be able to utilize some straw in some of these diets if it's available, but again, it's probably going to be in shorter supply. Warm season grass harvest was actually pretty good, so native prairie hay is available in many parts of the state. Take careful inventory of your forages. Make sure you have enough to carry you until harvest next year. If you don't, probably best to secure additional forage supply yet this fall. Waiting until after the first of the year may not be a wise choice this particular year. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.